welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Argylle. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, right away, I just want you to know that this is a non-spoiler review, so you don't have to worry about me spoiling anything in the film, and there's a lot of things that could easily be spoiled with this film since it's a spy film, so no worries, no spoilers. This is just my thoughts and feelings in a general sense of what this film's about. And if you've seen the trailer, you kind of have an idea of what this film is about. It is about an author named Ellie Conway, who's played by Bryce Dallas Howard, who writes spy novels about an agent Argylle, who is fictionally seen as Henry Cavill, and the escapades that Argylle goes through. And one day, Ellie is caught up in a bunch of shenanigans where her novels echo real life, and that there is an actual spy organization that is gone rogue, and there is one agent whose name is Aiden, who's played by Sam Rockwell, essentially has to rescue Ellie, and they try to get to the bottom of what's going on and how to stop the division. And that's, in a general sense, the premise of the film. If you go anything deeper into that, such as who is who, what's going on, who's the real Agent Argylle, Samuel Jackson's character asks or tells Ellie to meet, would be spoilers. So that's the premise of the film. I really didn't have a whole lot of expectations with this film. It just looked silly. It looked stupid. It looked goofy. So I did not expect this thing to be a great film or even a good film. All my hope was that it would be an entertaining film, that I would at least enjoy my time watching the film. And for the most part, I would say that I enjoyed the film. I'll go ahead and get out of the way the things that I didn't like about the film. And first and foremost was the CGI in this film is bad. It is one of the worst CGI fests that I've ever seen in a film. It is just so bad. And a lot of it is with the cat. Who the cat is named Alfie, that cat is bad with the CGI. But there are other elements too where it is just so bad, and I just wish that Matthew Vaughn, the director, had went a little more practical with some of his elements, because if he had, it would come off a lot better. But because it was just so much CGI, it was to the point where it just kind of takes you out of the film, out of watching the film. So that's like public enemy number one thing that was just bad with this film. There are some cinematography elements that aren't good. Part of it is, it's a Matthew Vaughn film. Again, you're going to get some shots where it's like constant super slow-mo, and there's just elements where at one point Ellie is imagining the fictional Argylle and substituting that with Aiden, and the scenes where that was the case, where they were cutting back and forth, super distracting. That was a mess. I get it, Henry Cavill's not in the movie that much, even though you think with the way he's prominently shown that he's in a lot of the movie, he's not. And it was ways to get him more in the film, but I just feel like it was just so much of a distraction. And if you cut that part of it out, I think that would have went a long way to it. And the movie's too long. It's like a 2-hour, 20-minute film. It could have cut 20 minutes off of it easily and been fine. And I think part of it too is because there's so many twists and turns, so many elements of that, that you get to a point where it's just like, why do we have this twist here? For a spy film, it's good to have a few twists, but it got to a point where there were just so many twists, and it was just like, it just got to be too much. It was like the law of diminishing returns with the impact that the twists had. Like, even when you find out who the real Agent Argyle is, there's still like 10 more twists after that. So it was just, could have cut 20 minutes off of it. It would have been fine. Cut several of the twists out of it. It would have been fine. But I'll say this. What I did enjoy about the film is the cast. I love the cast. Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell. You know, I mentioned Henry Cavill. John Cena has a fun little bit. Catherine O'Hara is great. Bryan Cranston. I mean, so Ariana DeBose. Like, there's really good. Even Dua Lipa has a small role in it too, which you know from the trailer. It's a fun cast. They make it fun. They're engaging. I love the banter between Sam and Bryce. Those two, I would love to see them work together more, because they just have good chemistry, good repartee between one another. They were fun. I would love to see just a full Argyle film of like the fictional version with Henry Cavill and John Cena working together. I would just like to see any film again with Henry Cavill and John Cena. I thought that they worked really well together and were good, you know, good pairing. You could have them just in a straight up action film. You could have them in a buddy comedy. I think that would work together really well. So I really enjoyed the cast. I really enjoyed the music. I thought the music played into the film very well. And I thought, like, the story, like I said, aside from it being too long and having way too many twists, I thought the general premise of the story, I thought, was pretty good. But like I said, when you have it go for way too long with way too many twists, it just kind of muddled the story, along with some of the bad CGI and cinematography. I feel like that really kind of weighed the film down. Overall, I thought it was a fun film. I thought it was an entertaining film. I saw it in IMAX, and it was just a bombastic mess of a film, but it was an entertaining film. It's not a good film. Okay, I want to stress that fact. It's not a good film, but it's entertaining. And if it's not going to be good, at least be entertaining. That's the way I always go into a film. Like, if I know it's not going to be a good film, at least be entertaining, because I can at least be entertained by not good film, and rather than it be a bad film and not be entertained, and then it just feels like a waste of 2 hours and 20 minutes or whatever. But this was at least entertaining. Now, do I recommend seeing the film? If you're a Matthew Vaughn fan, this is very much on par with, you know, The Kingsman and a lot of his other films. It's PG-13, so it's not as violent as some of his R-rated films, but there are those elements of action and the humor and everything like that. So it's a PG-13 version of Matthew Vaughn. So if you like Matthew Vaughn films, I think you'll enjoy this one. It's very much in that same vein of his other films. If you're just looking for a reason to, you know, go to the theater, it's not a good film, but it's not necessarily a bad film that you won't be entertained by. Like, you'll find entertainment by it. You'll have a few laughs. The action, for the most part, is pretty good, aside from a few elements and besides the CGI. But if you're on the fence about it, you know, if you have Apple TV Plus, you can just wait for it to come out on streaming there and watch it. I wouldn't say that you need to rush out to watch it, but if you're going to go to the theater, you'll at least be entertained by it. And that's how I felt about it. it wasn't a waste of my time. It was entertaining, but it definitely wasn't a good movie by any stretch of the imagination. But like I said, I wasn't going to spoil it for you. You have to watch the film for yourself to find out what everything happens and who the real Agent Argyle is. So if you want to find that out, have at it. And then when you find out about it, you can talk to me all about it, because then I'll be able to share with you my thoughts on it in the spoiler sense. But before then, I recommend seeing it for yourself, just so that you can, you know, have your own opinion about it, whether it's, you know, going to the theater and seeing it, or waiting on Apple TV Plus and watching the streaming there. But for me, that's my thoughts on Argyle. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter at @ScreenNerdsPod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, hit that subscribe button, leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and share the podcast around. It really does help in getting the word out, and really do appreciate it when you do. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.